Hey, hey, happy day. This could be the last day of my incarcerment. You know, this 14-day thing. I think I'm going to get on parole later on today. Who knew? Son of a gun. A liberal. You know, the economy now has to be put back together. Pretty soon it's got to be opened up and everybody's got to do what they can do to make things good. They didn't just borrow our rights in some countries. Unfortunately, they took them. Will they be able, these same people, to get the economy going? I don't know. A liberal on the economy is kind of like a fish in a foot race. You know what? They just don't have any traction and they have no clue as to what they're doing and they're in the wrong place. So we can only hope. So many people, like my carrier for my cell phone, they send me emails and they say, don't cough, don't sneeze. Okay, wash your hands. I got movie stars doing commercials telling me to wash my hands. There's sign-ups everywhere saying, wash your hands. We get it, but it's interesting, you know, when you get people like AT&T and TELUS and all of these people writing you emails all of the time, airline companies and saying that we're worried about you, particularly the cell company. I'm focused on that because how can they keep me safe? I mean, I take a phone, I put it up to my ear, and they're telling me. Anyway, it's just kind of interesting. I guess everybody's trying to help. I get it. Leadership of the Conservative Party in Canada. There's new dynamics now. There's new skill sets needed to manage a country than before the virus. I mean, now it's new things, new stuff. I think you need new people. You know what? The race is on pause now. It'll be on pause for some time. And then what happens? Nobody knows. I mean, it's a bizarre thing anyway. The race does need to start again, but it needs to be opened up again. And get all new players, new runners in the race. I think you need that. I mean, I was on a board once of an EDA, which is Electoral District Association, and you know what? It's great. You get to work with the member of parliament or the wannabe guy. In our case, he was elected. He did a great job and cha-cha. But you know what? It's tough because you don't feel like you have very much power. And I think now it's a great opportunity for the EDAs to kind of get reinvented. And they need to go to the party and say, hey, guys, let's open this up and do it again. And why are we all selling memberships anyway? We being the guys that are running for the leadership. Why are you doing that? I mean, if you want to enter, write a check. I mean, you shouldn't go out and have months to get money from 3,000 people or whatever their criteria is. You know, the whole infrastructure has to change because back to my verbiage, you know, the rights were borrowed and they need to be given back. And you need to have somebody that can manage the country. It's not a liberal and it's not a conservative either who is one only by name. And you need to change it. It's a new time and new dynamics, and I think they need to start again. In Italy, Canada will become like Italy and Venezuela if you let these liberals still stay in power, because people are accepting all of this. Honest people do honest things. You know, it's like a fascist country right now. I mean, they're spying on each other, they're doing all this stuff, but anyway, back to Italy. Taxation there is totally insane, okay? And this is pre-virus. This is before. It's totally insane. There's a shadow tax. See, a liberal's never met a tax he didn't like, okay? I want to embrace this tax today. A shadow tax, really. You just can't make this stuff up, right? If you live in a building with a balcony and it casts a shadow, you get taxed for the shadow tax. I know, it sounds so goofy. Look it up. It's true. I mean, Italy, they're just a shadow of their former self. You know what? Winston Churchill once said, you have enemies. Good. That means you stood up for something sometime in your life. And I think that's such an important thing. And you got to stand up to liberals. And I'm back on Canada here again, because every time a liberal, not just in Canada, U.S., Nancy Pelosi, she's always doing it as well. When there's something to do to help the country, they always try to insert some little thing that has no relevance whatsoever to the cause. And in Canada now, they've got this conversion therapy going on. Teenagers suffering from gender, blah, 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 can be a nightmare, right? So they say, and so we need to teach children in public schools, which they're now doing, and teaching them wherever they can reach them, actually, that your gender is fluid and you might be able to be a boy or girl is kind of your choice. And God had nothing to do with it. DNA doesn't matter, blah, blah, blah. And they just go on and on, right? They conversion therapy. They're going to ban what they call that. And when conversion therapy means, of course, that, you know, if you feel like you're a girl and you're actually a boy and you're 4 years old, your parents take you to a therapist and they say, that's really not what you are. And the Liberal government, under the prime mistake, is saying, no, you can't do that. What, if your kid starts eating dog food, you're going to take him to a vet? And I don't think so. You're not going to say you're a dog. You're going to give him some kind of therapy. You know, the politicians, particularly in Canada, they need a lot of therapy. Whoa, y'all come back. See ya.